It's time for The Bunker with John and Willie B.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. We make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those woods and mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
John's here. Hey, John.
How you doing, Willie?
Excellent. Back at it, aren't we?
Back at it again.
Hey,
is it Wednesday so soon?
I know. Can you believe it?
It's quick.
And we're almost through the month already, too. You know that?
Yeah, it's still not summer yet.
But spring has sprung.
Oh, I hope so.
It has. Trust me.
I hope so.
Hey, have you ever ran a trout line?
No, but I'm going to learn.
I don't know. I was hoping you...
No, on YouTube, I was watching with my wife, and
yeah,
they have a bunch of chicken necks tied on a long string, and the guy just goes with a rowboat or a little skiff and just, you know, picks it up by hand and just, you know, nets the crabs off each one, like catching crawdads.
It's kind of darn.
I'm just wondering if it would work for Dungeon S.
Well, isn't that about the same thing you do for a halibut line, right?
Yeah, but there's no hooks. You're just using a chicken neck or a leg or a
really?
Thigh or
no hooks.
Piece of rock, no hooks. And they're kind of like a lingcod. Apparently, they don't let go once they have on to their favorite meal. They won't let go.
Well, we've been talking about doing shrimp. You got all the secret spots for the shrimp, which really aren't secret spots.
No, fishing game tells you where
you're
at.
Yeah, so we got to figure that one out. I was talking with one of the guys at the station. He says you got to blacken in the pot where it's all black.
I've never did it, but I understand that's what you do.
Well, I guess we're going to give that a try next time.
Well, I'll bring you when I come out. You can pull it up for me.
Whoa. This takes Spence. He's young.
Young and strong. You
what you do is you just drag your nets along the buck. On a good day, you can catch over 100 pounds of shrimp. Shrimp is the food of the sea. You can barbecue it, boil it, broil it, bake it, saute it. There's shrimp kebabs, shrimp creole, shrimp gumbo, pan fried, deep fried, stir fried. There's pineapple shrimp. Lemon shrimp, coconut shrimp, pepper shrimp, shrimp soup, shrimp stew, shrimp salad, shrimp and potatoes, shrimp burger, shrimp sandwich. That's about it.
So how's the boats going, John?
One's for sale and the other one I'm still working on.
Your little one, you're still trying to sell it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, transfer season's here. Bet there's a coastie out there that needs a nice running boat. It's kind of a new engine, too, actually. A couple of years in it.
It's been probably less than 300 hours on it.
Yeah, so great boat. It's a nice little boat. We went out there with three of us, three adults, and there's plenty of room.
Six on the little guy.
That doesn't count the kids and the babies.
No.
Plus, you always go over to, Long Island.
No, I don't.
Which one was it? You go over there to anchor out?
No, just east of Buoy 4.
Oh, no, for hunting season.
Well, that's east of Buoy 4, too.
Dang, water elk, huh? No, the boat, though, I've always wanted a boat, but I think it's better to have a friend with a boat than it is to buy your own.
I'm looking for one myself.
A friend or a boat?
A friend.
Well, let's talk to Andy. All right.
I ain't rich, but I damn sure want to be. Working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that'd kick the bucket and I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull it. It can buy me a Yeti 110 ice down with some silver bullets. Yeah. So, but it can buy me a boat. They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar. But I could change all that if I had a couple million dollars. I keep hearing that money is the root of all evil, and you can't fit a camel through the eye of a needle. I'm sure that's probably true, but it still sounds pretty cool. Cause it could buy me a boat. It could buy me a truck to pull. It can buy me a Yeti 110 ice down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat to float down on the water with a beer. The Powerball Lotto is sitting on $100 million. Well, that'll buy me a brand new riding reel. And it can buy me a boat. It could buy me a truck to pull it. It could buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah, it can buy me a boat.
And, you know, hey, hunting season is, you know, a little ways off. Are you going elk hunting this year?
Only if I can get the registration hunt.
Yeah?
I didn't get the federal tag yet.
Oh, really?
Well, not a federal.
I thought senior citizens got that automatically.
No, I wish they did. But I'm not there yet. Why?
Well, it's a hunting season. The news kid, I was telling you yesterday, the news kid wants to learn how to shoot a bow. And he wants to go hunting and everything. And it's like, you know, the easy part of bow hunting is shooting the arrow. Once you get it all dialed in, it's just you aim, you just point and shoot, and
hopefully
there you go.
You're a good shot, because that'd be a hell of a run.
Oh, definitely, right. And even after it is a good shot, you still got to run for about 100 yards. But still, you know what? It's not shooting them that's hard. It's finding them. You got to stalk those suckers, because you got to get within 30 yards, 70 yards to get a nice good shot.
Oh, they'll smell you half a mile away.
Yeah, if you're not, so that's the hard part, and he's just getting into the shooting part, and he hasn't got that
down
yet.
You can talk him into rubbing all that scat all over him. That might get him a little...
Pour that buck urine on him?
A little bit incognito.
Please don't come to work the next day.
Never shot no big rack buck. No one ever stops to peek in the bed of my truck. I come home empty-handed, cause I got no luck. Yeah, I'm pretty bad at hunting deer. I watch their shows on my TV. Spooks Band's my hero, got a crush on Tiffany. The Bone Collector Michael Waddell makes it look easy, but I'm pretty bad at hunting deer. I wear my rubber boots, I got a Ziploc suit, a rattle bag and grunt call. Pour out my Tank 69, I use it all the time, but I still got no buck on my wall. Never had blood smeared on my face, but there's cut shirt tail pieces all over the place. My hunting buddies say I'm just a big disgrace, cause I'm pretty bad at hunting deer. I got kicked off my own grandpa's farm. He said I couldn't hit the broad side of his barn. To tell you all the truth, I just don't give a darn, cause I'm pretty bad at hunting deer. I wear my rubber boots, I got a Ziploc suit, a rattle bag and grunt call. Pour out my Tank 69, I use it all the time, but I still got no buck on my wall. I ain't never shot no big rack buck. No one ever stopped to peek in the bed of my truck. I come home empty-handed, cause I got no luck. Yeah, I'm pretty bad at hunting deer. Yeah, I'm pretty bad at hunting deer. One of these days I'm gonna give me a big old buck and I'm gonna show everybody I know what I'm doing. I'm gonna get me a state record. I'm gonna get on the front cover of the North American Whitetail magazine. Bill Durden's gonna be calling me up. Michael Wandell's gonna want my autograph. Maybe get Tiffany to break up with old Lee. She'd come hunting with me. That'd be a lot of fun right there, bro. Sure ain't looking too good for me right now. All I ever see is whitetail and hearing a deer snorting running off. What's the difference between a rub and a scrape anyway?
So I didn't get a buck. I haven't gotten a buck in a few years. And mainly the reason I haven't got one is because I haven't gone. It's just too much work for me anymore. I don't even know how you can do it. Go shoot an elk and then pack it out. That's just too much work. Those things are huge.
Well, that's why you bring young people with you, with strong backs.
Gosh. Well, the neighbor, you know, he's a guide, and he goes out and shoots moose, and he has to, well, his clients shoot the moose, and then he packs them out.
I'd make the client pack it out. He shot the damn thing.
Oh, my gosh. That's just crazy work. But No, that's life living in Alaska, though. You know, we gotta. Well, the boating, with fishing, we all gotta have our secret spot. Where's yours again?
East.
Ah, man, you're not gonna tell us, are you?
Uh-uh.
Well, you gotta have your secret spot, and then also hunters. A lot of the hunters around here, they've got their own secret little spots they like to go hunting. But that's part of living in Alaska, the outdoor life. You know, we still need hoop houses.
Yeah, you still gotta have those veggies, yet.
Oh yeah, and actually, the other day we were talking at the radio station. And it sounds like the villagers, they're going crazy with building hoop houses. So at least somebody's listening.
They need them something terrible.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They can't get no produce there.
Right, yeah. So if everything goes to hell in a handbasket again, well, it'd be nice if we had them.
Yes. I'll come over when you're done.
Actually, I'm getting ready to... Yeah, how the slugs got your stuff yet? Oh, it's too early.
I think it's too early for the slugs, but I got 4 sprouts.
Oh, nice.
Two peas and 2 tomatoes. I just don't know how long they're going to last.
They'll last. You can do it.
I've been overwatering them already. I'm not allowed to water the plants no more.
Good job. Oh, my gosh.
That's my wife thought.
I just got some zucchini planted, so, and then we're going to do some onions just for, you know, just for practice. But
Tom Boyer's wife does a beautiful job with zucchini.
Really? I love zucchini.
They are huge.
Yeah.
Every year.
Does she do them in the ground or does she do them in a pot?
It's in a greenhouse.
Okay, yeah, the greenhouse. I got to fix mine up. I think I might actually fix that up and start using it. But we got to have hoop houses.
From West by God, Virginia, to the woods of Ohio, our family's outdoor roots grow strong right down to our soul. We live it up, we pass it down, respect the land, we stand our ground to carry on this grand tradition. That's why we choose the outdoor option. From that first bite to that last cast, right at first light on the sun sinking fast, it's that big deer underneath my stand, the smell of autumn on the wind. You here with me beats a high score. Making memories is what we live for. Time with family and with friends is where the outdoor option starts and ends. We live it up and we pass it down. Respect the land, we stand our ground to carry on this grand tradition. That's why we choose the outdoor option. Remember the first buck you ever saw, and who was with you when you caught that first fish. My guess is if you could go back, I wouldn't be too far off track to say that just might be your final wish. We all have our memories. It seemed to linger on the breeze, calling to us like a long lost friend. So don't let more time pass you by. Get your family back outside and choose the outdoor option once again. Live it up and pass it down. Respect the land, stand your ground. Carry on this grand tradition. Let's all choose the outdoor option. Yeah, we live it up and we pass it down. Respect the land, we stand our ground. Carry on this grand tradition. That's why we choose the outdoor option. Grandpa's stories of days gone by while sitting around a warm campfire, knowing someday he'll be gone, but the outdoor option will live on.
All right, hey, it's about time for us to head on out, so let's go downstairs and start my Jeep for me, will you?
We'll do it.
And it's a Jeep thing. Do you know this guy down here that has that Willys?
No.
I got to find out who he is. Hey, whoever owns the white Willys on Salif Lane, if you're interested...
Call the radio station.
If you're interested in getting rid of it, talk to Willie B. at KMXT, because, man, I would love to have that. It's a Jeep thing.
It's just sitting there.
I know.
Nothing's going on with it.
I know. It's a Jeep thing.
And every time you drive past it, you wipe your chin.
Driving along summertime with a top down. I got mutters on that crazy lifting me 3 feet off the ground. I got Travis Tritt and George Jones sitting in the back seat hollering play me. I got a 4-ton winch on the front, pretty sure it'll save me. Well, it's a Jeep thing, you wouldn't understand. Rough and rowdy and ready to ride, it ain't no minivan. When you're cruising along in a mud hole and you're giving her all you can, go and get yourself a Jeep, son, maybe then you'll understand. Saw her sitting on the lot, strap on the side and the color was red. That thing was smoking hot. I went for a drive up and down the block, and then I looked at the salesman. He said, now you want a Jeep, son, maybe now you'll understand. Well, it's a Jeep thing, you wouldn't understand. It's a rough and rowdy and ready to ride, it ain't no minivan. When you're cruising along in a mud hole and you're giving her all you can, go and get yourself a Jeep, maybe then you'll understand. Understand. Rough and rowdy and ready to ride, it ain't no minivan. But when you're cruising along in a mud hole and you're giving her all you can, go and get yourself a Jeep, son, maybe then you'll understand. Go and get yourself a Jeep, son, maybe then you'll understand.
All right, hey, John, final song here I'm going to go out with. It's, you know, hey, John, I got to thank you for being a friend. I really appreciate all the help you've given with the Jeep.
Well, you're welcome.
And we'll see if it starts today.
It's been an experience.
It has been.
Don't hold that against me.
It's a Jeep thing.
Don't forget, there's still time to make your donations
if
you get a chance.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Don't forget about
nice.
That.
Nice. Excellent, John. Nice lead-in.
I remembered.
When you're sitting in your car on top of Pillar Mountain awaiting the latest news on current local events, you'll likely be listening to KMXT, your local public radio. Please consider becoming a member by visiting kmxt.org. and pledging your support.
I'm not exactly fighting in silk sheets or anything, but I donated $100. So I'm sure you can dig that out of your pocket somewhere.
Yeah, that's right.
Does
we just got
done. That poster behind you?
That's just, yeah, that's a good poster, too. But yeah, that's right. If you haven't made your donation, go kmxt.org and make that pledge today. Tell them Willie and John sent you, or John and Willie, whichever way you want to go. It's good with me. Hey, John.
You pound on the door and it's Willie.
Hey, John, thanks for coming by. Appreciate all your help.
Good afternoon.
See y'all later. We're out of here.
Bye.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow? Everyone you knew, well, you would see the biggest
all you lack. I'd surely buy you a Cadillac. Whatever you need, any time of the day or night. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take.
Thank you for being a...